Deluxe Home Care. This is Sarah speaking.
Yeah, this is Carol McAllister. I got a call twice from this number.
Let me see. Yeah, I was calling to see. I see we had a missed call from you a little while ago that you were interested in home care services through us. I was wondering if you're still interested.
I am, but I've got to find out if my Medicaid will pay for it. And I'm waiting to hear from my oncologist.
I see.
And so it's about cancer. And, yeah, I'm already in need, and I just found out about it. So, I have Home State Health or Am Better Home State Health. I'm not sure.
Okay, fine. So I guess if you get your paperwork in, if you're able to, if you would qualify for services through us, then that would be great because we could set you up with a need.
Okay. Yeah. I've had ulcerative colitis for 18 years, and now I got cancer on top of it.
Wow. Yeah, so it sounds like if you had someone to help you, it would be great.
My RV has never looked like this before, and I'm very embarrassed of it, but I really can't get up and do anything. I've got a 20-pound uterus and a 20-pound mass. It could very possibly be another uterus. I'm an anomaly. I have two cervixes and two uteruses, I believe.
Wow.
I've heard of two cervix things, but not, you know, what they're calling a mass could very possibly be the uterus, the second one. Mm-hmm. And either way, I weigh 240 pounds, and I've gained 20 pounds in 4 days. But I had blood clots as big as, they had to use forceps to get them out.
Whoa.
At the ER, yeah. So, and I'm in a lot of pain. And the doctor gave me, my primary sent me some medication that I'm taking half of the pill. And they're 10 milligram oxycodone. But I'm taking half of one every 6 hours or so. Because they make me sick, and I'm just trying to, I don't have any, I can't find the nausea pain medicine, the nausea pain medicine that they gave me.
Wow, so...
I'm not sure what happened to it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So did you say that you were, that your Medicaid is not working at the moment, like it's down or something?
No, I don't know if it, I don't know what all I have, and the, whether I qualify for that with my condition.
So I could.
And I have, I have two sons that are going to be coming back here from Florida as soon as they can get up the money to get here. And then one of my sons will be staying with me, and I'm going to have him, sign up for the 24/7 care, but I don't know if I even have it to sign up for. Do you know what I mean?
Right, so we could check that. Let me see. Can you give me your phone number so I can find your...
863-837-9944. My name is Carol McAllister. My birthday is December 24th, 1969.
Okay, so I'm going to put in a thing. Maybe we could have someone call you back so she'd be able to check your Medicaid account and see if you would qualify for services.
Okay, thank you.
Let me write this
down. I'm doing a lot of sleeping right now, so if I have to call him back, I will.
Okay.
But thank you.
And what's your first and last name?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L. McAllister, McAllister. Birthday's 12/24/69.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to pass on this information.
Okay.
And we'll keep you posted. Feel good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay, bye.